As part of the Bush administration's $15 billion plan to combat the HIV virus and AIDS in Africa and elsewhere, the U.S. Agency for International Development is strengthening ties with faith-based organizations that provide health care in the developing world. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently hosted a conference in Washington for representatives of faith-based organizations that are active in the worldwide battle against AIDS. President Bush's Global AIDS Coordinator, Randall Tobias, said religious groups have an essential role to play in combating the HIV virus and in alleviating the suffering of those who are infected and will be eligible for U.S. government funding.
The goal of the president's initiative is compassionate results, and faith and community-based organizations should have the fullest opportunity permitted by law to compete on a level playing field, striving to achieve the objectives that we all have in mind.
USAID Health Development Officer Kate Crawford says, in many developing countries, faith-based organizations are the only resource available to poor people in need of health care, and that to exclude them from the AIDS battle would be unthinkable.
Generally, the poorer the country and the conditions, the more prominent the faith-based groups are in providing care and social services, and they have a reach into communities, particularly isolated and poor communities, which no one else has. And as you know, most governments in Africa are not awash in funds, and it's really the faith-based groups who provide most of the health care and the social services.
One such organization is Catholic Relief Services, which has HIV/AIDS projects in 30 nations in Africa and elsewhere. Project advisor Carl Stecker says, not only are faith-based groups at the forefront of efforts to contain AIDS in the developing world, they are a resource that does not depend on the budgetary whims of governments and other donors in order to continue their work.
We were there before, we're there now, we're going to be there afterwards. And when funding levels drop from private organizations, from government organizations, from multilateral and bilateral donors, we're still going to be there for the long haul.
In May, Congress approved President Bush's emergency plan for AIDS relief. The five-year, $15 billion initiative focuses on AIDS-ravaged nations in Africa and the Caribbean. Its goals include providing life-saving treatment to 2 million people infected with the HIV virus, preventing at least 60% of projected new infections in target countries, and caring for 10 million HIV-infected people and children orphaned by AIDS. At the core of the U.S. AIDS prevention effort is the so-called ABC concept: A for promoting sexual abstinence, B for encouraging people to be faithful to their sexual partners, and C for promoting condom use. The Bush administration believes that combining the three strategies provides the best hope for stopping the spread of HIV. But not all groups are comfortable with all elements of the ABC concept, particularly religious groups when it comes to condom use. USAID says in the past, organizations had to embrace all three in order to receive federal funds. Kate Crawford says that is no longer the case.
If a church group is comfortable with abstinence and partner reduction monogamy messages, that's fine. We do ask that they don't provide disinformation about condoms, but they're not required to discuss condoms. And likewise, if other groups feel more comfortable just doing condoms, they're not required to do abstinence messages. The idea is that we can work with everybody.
Ms. Crawford says when it comes to AIDS and attempts to modify social behavior, ideology and political considerations inevitably enter the debate. She says not only do groups with a conservative social leaning often object to condom distribution, but non-religious entities sometimes shy from preaching about being monogamous or abstaining from sex altogether. She says the goal of USAID is to make use of the strengths of each organization without forcing them to embrace strategies that make them uncomfortable. At the same time, USAID says there are clear rules governing how funds may be spent. For faith-based groups, that means no money provided by the U.S. government can be devoted to religious activities. In addition, health care provided by faith-based groups must be open to all, regardless of religious affiliation. Carl Stecker says Catholic Relief Services has no problem with the restrictions.
Regardless of faith, we reach across to everybody, every individual that shows up that qualifies for the care that's being offered.
AIDS workers say developed, prosperous countries like the United States have the luxury of being able to debate the merits and potential pitfalls about giving faith-based groups access to public funds. But they say such concerns are virtually meaningless in impoverished, AIDS-ridden African nations, where as much as 40% of the population is infected with the HIV virus. Kirsten Kalla directs the AIDS program for the international relief organization, CARE.
When we talk about faith-based responses back here in the U.S., certainly there's more of a political discussion in terms of the role of faith-based organizations. But at community level, I will tell you, after 10 years in Africa, it's really hard to tell the difference between community and faith-based responses because they are there, present in the communities, working across all kinds of groups.
The Bush administration aims to launch the Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief next year with an initial expenditure of $2 billion. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.